With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The College Football Experience Coaching Carousel episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simply picking your favorite player over and unders. Head over to prizepicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our picks and podcasts. You can grab it in the Apple Store or Google Play Store for free today.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Yes. Woo-ee. Welcome to the College Football Experience Coaching Carousel. Holy shit episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
We are talking college football. And what a wild, wild offseason. The season's still out there, but you see it so often in this sport now where chaos is happening. The cultural landscape moving on all fronts right now. I think the biggest news, there's a ton of big news here, but USC hires Lincoln Riley away from Oklahoma. That is pretty gigantic because now Oklahoma's in a bit of a bind. Who do they turn to as their head coach? Is it going to be because Lincoln Riley taken out reports say Alex Grinch, their defense coordinator, very good defense coordinator, is going to be joining Lincoln Riley in Southern California. So A, what does that do for the sport? There's other hires I got to get to too, but Oklahoma, this is what you get, guys. This is what you deserve. This is true karma. Because you were working with the backdoor deal to the SEC the whole time, and all these people saying Lincoln Riley's a traitor. Look, get out of here. Get out of here with this. You guys were doing the same shit to your whole conference, Oklahoma State, Baylor, Kansas State, Iowa State, Kansas, Texas Tech. You were doing that to them. All right. So here's a dose of your own medicine. And to see these tweets coming out saying, Lincoln Riley looked to stared his recruits in the eyes and then dipped on them. Get the fuck out of here. You cannot say that anymore. You can't say that anymore. We have the transfer portal. You're allowed the transfer. You have the NIL. All right. You cannot say that anymore. All right. Yes. And it's sloppy to me. It's sloppy. Look, he got offered a lot of money to go to a better, I don't want to say a better location because economically, obviously California is much more expensive, but it's sunny. There's beach. You'd be a fool not to take it. USC has the most players drafted in the history of college football. I think it's a better job. Yes, I understand their problems recently, but hey, what is it? USC's won a national championship more recently than Oklahoma. All right. And I just think it makes a lot of sense. I think it makes a lot of sense. Look at all the talent in LA compared to Oklahoma, where Oklahoma's got to dive into Texas and Louisiana and California. It just makes more sense. And then you have the SEC angle. They're joining the SEC. And let me tell you something, if you're not winning the Big 12 or not even playing for the Big 12 championship, I don't know if you, I mean, yes, the SEC is most years, it's the best football conference. So did that have something to factor in there? Sure. I'm sure it did, because joining the SEC, I do think some of your talent on recruiting probably would hurt, probably would take a hit. You'd still be very talented. I still think the next coach in will probably walk into a decent scenario. You're Oklahoma. You are a blue blood in the sport. However, I think this is a good move, and I think it's a great move for college football, because you have the Big 12 right now in a great spot with Oklahoma State and Baylor in the Big 12 championship. If Oklahoma State wins, they can get into the college football playoff, which is great for the future of that conference. And imagine if they get Cincinnati in the playoff, you have two teams making the college football playoff invitation or whatever you want to say in that conference. So 2 years from now, when you go into it, and you also have BYU as a top 10 team, UCF, yes, Dylan Gabriel in the transfer portal, but they're a team that even with dealt that hand of their quarterback getting out for the year, a Heisman contender, they still had a pretty darn successful season considering. And then you're adding in Houston, who's 11-1 and ranked right now too. So the conference I think is looking great. And it's still unstable, sure. But the Pac-12 with a huge getting Lincoln Riley, he's going to put a fence up around that talent. When you can say, hey, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts all came through me. Those California quarterbacks that are all through the SEC, whether it's Matt Corral, whether it's JT Daniels or Bryce Young or ukulele at Clemson. I mean, I know he's not having a great year, but I'm saying California produces a ton of talent, and a lot of them of late have been going to the SEC or Oregon or Oklahoma. But I think that's a huge get, because I think Chip Kelly's got UCLA going. I really do think in the next couple of years, UCLA is going to be continue to get better and better, and having UCLA and USC really good, along with Oregon, whether it's Cristobal or not, Oregon's going to spend money to bring in success. And another thing is Washington goes out and gets Caleb DeBauer. I thought that's a really good hire. You look at what he did at Fresno State this year. They almost won the Mountain West, or were in the Mountain West championship game, I should say. They're the one team that beat San Diego State. They're sitting at 11-1. They almost beat the Oregon Ducks. They did beat UCLA, and go back to his reign at Indiana as OC. Indiana's offense is horrible now, and some of that's injuries, but most of that is DeBauer being gone. Great. I think that's a really good underrated hire by Washington there, getting Caleb DeBauer, and Washington State staying home with their defensive coordinator, Jake Dickert, who was the interim head coach. I like what that's happening. I think Jonathan Smith got extended at Oregon State. You still got Kyle Whittingham, who's one of the best coaches in America. I think the Pac-12 is going to be looking a lot better. We'll see what works out with the Herm Edwards situation. And then obviously you have a couple of new coaches of late with Carl Durrell and Jed Fish at Arizona. So we'll see how that works, but I think it strengthens the Pac-12. It strengthens the recruiting on the Pac-12, the teams that are playing them. It's just a win for college football, for making the sport better. I think even if you're not a Pac-12 fan, you should be happy. Billy Napier goes from Louisiana Lafayette, where he did a fantastic job, to Florida. Now I get it. Napier's a good recruiter, but, and I'm not saying this is a bad hire, because I still think it could be a great hire. It could be a great hire, but if you told me I had a team coach with Dan Mullen or Billy Napier, I would choose Dan Mullen pretty much 100% of the time. 100% of the time. Now, that, to be fair, we haven't seen Napier in a spot, in a Power Five spot. So to, I think it's a decent hire, but I just think you probably should have stayed pat. I get it. The recruiting, well, I don't even think it was that bad. It was still top 10 to 15, and I think recruiting can be severely overrated. But it's an interesting hire. It'll be interesting to see what he can do. It's a Saban disciple. We've seen it go both ways. We've seen Kirby Smart look amazing. I mean, Mel Tucker, despite his first season at Colorado and his first season at Michigan State, were really bad. This year they went 10-2, and you can't knock that, regardless if you want to say their schedule was soft, whatever. It's still a great season. Michigan State would take that any year. Any university outside of a couple would take that every year. So there's been Lane Kiffin. There's been assistants that are really doing it for Saban. There's also been, though, McElwain. Florida's been down this route before. McElwain was a Saban assistant. Didn't work out. Derek Dooley, Tennessee, didn't work out. Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee, didn't work out. We can go on and on and on about these. So I think it's tough to really forecast what that hire means. I think he'll obviously probably improve some of the recruiting, but X's and O's wise, we'll see. And I think that could be a question from going to the Sun Belt, especially they were in the Sun Belt West, folks. They were not in the part of the division that was getting Coastal Carolina and App State and Georgia Southern every year. They were in the West with ULM, Troy, and South Alabama. So I think he's got his work cut out for him. I would grade that higher, like a potential A, but I think there's some big question marks. I really do, despite him being fantastic at Lafayette record wise. So, and what else do we see? We saw Jerry Kill go to New Mexico State. I thought that was a good hire considering you're in New Mexico State. I'm interested to see what Fresno State does. I think they should bring back Jeff Tedford. He just said he wants to get back into coaching. He's a former Fresno State player and coach. Bring him back. He's a very good coach. If I was a Power Five school, I would interview him too. I think that would work out. He's only like 60, I think. So he'd have another decade of good football there. Maybe even a little more. Rod Carey got fired by Temple today. That one I saw coming. Temple should look at Al Golden, Jim Levitt. I think those guys, maybe even look, if Jeff Collins gets fired. Nah, you're probably done with that. Cause I'm surprised Jeff Collins has not gotten fired yet at Georgia Tech. Makes me think he won't be fired. David Cutcliffe gone at Duke. I think Duke should call, and NC Nick put this out there, call Skip Holtz. Cause Skip Holtz got fired at La Tech. Ed Orgeron, there's a job opening at La Tech and Louisiana Lafayette. Huh? That would be amazing to see. That would be very fun to see. What other big, I mean, so right now you got what? LSU, Oklahoma, Virginia Tech grabbing, going to need to hire a coach, and you don't have a lot out there. Franklin extended, Mel Tucker extended, Lincoln Riley now extended with LSU was trying to get Lincoln Riley. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch. I've heard Brent Venables named Oklahoma. That would obviously be a pretty decent hire, I think. Although I wonder how familiar he is with that part of the country. But he's a damn good defensive coordinator. It's going to be, does Chadwell go to Virginia Tech? Does LSU go for Joe Brady? It's going to be fun to watch these next couple weeks, especially you got the transfer portal heating up, Dylan Gabriel, Spencer Rattler, Zach Evans, the five-star running back from TCU, all of them hitting the transfer portal. It's going to be batshit crazy, just like it was in college basketball this past off season. So we'll have you covered here on the College Football Experience. So subscribe, tell a friend, can't wait to watch championship week. We got you covered. FCS this Saturday, folks, you got the first really loaded Saturday of college basketball. It's going to be fantastic. Then you got the championship week, college football mixed with the FCS playoffs and a random USC Cal game. Sign me up. We will have you covered on the College Football Experience and College Basketball Experience. Remember, Saturday morning, I do a live Periscope on Twitter from at the Colby D or the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, which is at the SGP Network. Come check it out. And I'm telling you, we'll go through the best games of the day. We got you covered here. Subscribe, tell a friend. Let's do this damn thing. All right. Go grab that SGPN app. It's free in the App Store and Google Play Store. With that, you'll get all of our picks and podcasts. I mean, we've been over 500 each and every year picking college football, college basketball for the past 4 years, every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We got you covered here. So grab that thing for free in the App Store. You'll get access to all of that. Our guest appearances, whether it's Mike Leach, whether it's Bill Burr, whether it's, you know, Joe Theismann, we got you covered. Find me on Twitter at the Colby D. Give me a follow once again. And then also the SGPN, network essentially is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them a follow and also check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. All right. This is the College Football Experience Coaching Carousel Show. You better start thinking about yours.